Today we're going to do Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainis. We are holding at the words Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, third line from the top. Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer. The Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Nasan gives an additional source for the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim, of the pouring of the water that they would do on the Mizbeach on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Tanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan teaches us that it says in the Torah, when it talks about bringing the Karban Tamid each and every day, the Pasuk says that you pour a Revi'a Sahin, La Kevas Echad, for one of the sheep, Ba Kodesh Haseich Nesach Shechar La Hashem. So the Lashon of Nesach is said twice in the Pasuk. It's Haseich Nesech. What do we learn from the fact that Haseich Nesech, that double expression where two similar words are used back to back to each other, that Bishnei Nisuch and Hakas Medaber, that this pasuk must be telling us about two different pourings? Echod Nisuch HaMayim, the Echod Nisuch HaYayin. One about what the Pasuk seems like it's talking about, the pouring of the wine together with the Karban Tamid each and every day, but the other about the Nisuch HaMayim, the special pouring of water on the Mizbeach that they would do on Sukkot. So that's where we see the source in the Torah for the concept of pouring water on the Mizbeach on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So says Gemara, nah, how do you see that? Ema travayu dechamra. Maybe both Haseich Nesech are both about pouring wine. How do you know any of them are about pouring water? Now the Gemara says, Kazim Kain, if they were both about pouring the same thing, Lichtov Kra, O Haseich Haseich, O Nesech Nesech, then the Pasuk would have said the same word twice. It either would have said Haseich Haseich, or it would have said Nesech Nesech. My Haseich Nesech, why does it say Haseich? And then in a slightly different variation of the word, it says Nesech, you see from there that it's two different pourings, one of wine and one of water, or one of water and one of wine. So that's where we see the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So main point number two now on Gimel Amud Aleph. We already did main point number one last time. Main point number two, Rabbi Nasan derives Nisuch HaMayim from the double expression Haseich Nesech. Good. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara returns to the machlokas that we had on Daf Beis and Beis on which of the days of Sukkot we begin the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and that's also going to depend on which day we begin to say Mashavruach HaMorad HaGeshem, as we'll soon see. Elohadetnan, that which the Mishnah says in Masechah Sukkah and Daf Mem Beis, that Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva, that we do the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach for all 7 days of Sukkot. That's the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masechah Sukkah. It says that I just happen to have done it in Daf Yomi today, that Nisuch HaMayim is done for all 7 days of Sukkot. Money, who is the author of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, if it's the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that we start saying Mashavurach Morda Gashem on the day that we put down the lulav, meaning on the 7th day of Sukkot, Neimachad Yoma. So the Mishnah should have said that we only do Nisuch HaMayim for 1 day, meaning only on the 7th day of Sukkot and no other days. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah over there says we do Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days, not just for 1 day on the 7th day, but for 7 days. And Rabbi Akiva, and if it's Rabbi Akiva who learns that we do it on the 6th day, so treyome. So then then it should only be 2 days of Nisuch HaMayim on the 6th day, and on the 7th day it wouldn't be 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and if we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira who learns that on the 2nd day of Sukkot we start pouring the water, well then shita yome, then it should only be 6 days of pouring water because it only starts on day 2. So essentially we have 3 opinions of when the pouring of the water starts, either day 2, day 6, or day 7. But according to all of those opinions, it doesn't start on day 1. It doesn't run from day 1 through day 7. So we don't have 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim. So how come the Mishnah in the beginning of the 4th parak of Sukkah says that we have 7 days of Nisuch HaMayim? So again, the question is, the Mishnah in the beginning of the 4th parak of Sukkah says that we pour the water on the Mizbeach on the Yom Tov of Sukkot for 7 days. But we have 3 opinions in our Gemara about when we start pouring the water, and it's either day 2 of Sukkot, day 6 of Sukkot, or day 7 of Sukkot. And if according to none of those opinions, does it add up to 7 days of pouring water? It's either 6 days of pouring water if you start on day 2, or it's 2 days of pouring water if you start on day 6, or it's 1 day of pouring water if you start on day 7, but not 7 days of pouring water. So the Gemara answers, Li Olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Really, the Mishnah and Sukkah is going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who holds that we start on day two. Usvir like Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisin Ditran Rabbi Yehuda Omer below Hayimanase Kol Shmona, but he holds you don't stop on day seven. He holds you stop on day eight. So it is 7 full days of pouring water, starting day 2, going all the way through, not day 7, but all the way through day 8, all the way through Shmini Atzeres. So Umapik Rishon, Umayil Shmini, take away day 1, add in day 8, so now you have days 2 through 8, that's 7 days of pouring water. Umayishn Rishon Delo, why don't we pour water on the first day? Because when the Pasuk hints to the idea of pouring water, it only hints to it on the second day of Sukkot. Shmini nami kirimizi biyom b'shviyu d'rimizi. So the Gemara says, but you know, in the it shouldn't make sense to pour water on the eighth day either, because the other time it hints to water is on the seventh day of Sukkot. So just like Nisa Chamayim starts on day 2, because that's where the first letter, remember the first mem of the mem yud mem of the mayim, comes from day 2, we should stop on day 7, because that's where the last mem of the mem yud mem is hinted to on day 7. So the question goes back to what we started with. Why would you assume that you only pour water, that you pour water from day 2 through 8? If you start on day 2, you should stop on day 7. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Rabbi Yeshua hi. We must assume, like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that we start pouring the water, we start saying Masha Baruch Amar Geshem on the 7th day of Sukkot. That's in terms of saying Masha Baruch Amar Geshem. But v'nisuch ha'mayim kol shiva hilchsa gemirila, actually pouring the water for 7 days, that's a halacha l'moshe misinai. That we have to do as a halacha l'moshe misinai, to pour the water for 7 days, even though we only start actually talking about water and asking for water, asking for rain on the 7th day. Where do we see it's a halacha l'moshe misinai? Dam Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas, that Rabbi Ami says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says in the name of Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas, Beis Chorsan, Ish Bikas Beis Chorsan, the man of Bikas Beis Chorsan, he said the following three halachos: Eser Netios, Arava, V'nisuch Hamayim, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. That there are three things that are Halacha L'moshe Misinai. The din of Eser Netios, the din of Eser Netios is that if you plant in one area of a Beis Sa'ah, an area of a Beis Sa'ah, a certain size of a piece of land, during Shemitah year, you're allowed to plow the entire field up until Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. If you plant 10 trees in a Beis Sa'ah area, you're allowed to plow all of the area in between the trees. Because 10 trees spread evenly around the Beis Sa'ah area, we assume that all of the land is connected to the trees, so you're allowed to plow that area right up until the Shemitah year. Even though for other halachos, we have to add on a little extra time to the Shemitah year, for that you're allowed to go right up until the Shemitah year. Arava is the din that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would take Aravos and go around the Mizbeach. And Nisuch HaMayim is our din of pouring the water on the Mizbeach for Chag HaSukkos, throughout Chag HaSukkos. That is all the din of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. All this is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'over L'Fnei HaTeva B'Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, Ha'achron Maskir, Ha'rishon Eino Maskir. The guy who davens for the Amud on the last day of Sukkot, so the guy who davens Musaf says Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, the guy who davens Shachris does not. B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Harishon Maskir Va'achroneinu Maskir. On the first day of Pesach, the guy who davens Shachris still says Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, the guy who davens Musaf does not. Actually, before we get into that, let's do main point number three. So main point number three is that we do Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days, even though we only begin to ask for rain either on day 1, day 2, or day 6, depending on, either on day 2, day 6, or day 7, right? It's either for 1 day, 2 days, or 6 days, but it's either starting on day 2, day 6, or day 7, because Nisuch HaMayim is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and is not related to Masha Peruach. So again, we do Nisuch HaMayim for 7 days, even though we're only asking for rain on either 1 day of Sukkot, or 2 days of Sukkot, or 6 days of Sukkot, because Nisuch HaMayim is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and it's not related to Masha Peruach. So now back in the Gemara about this issue of the guy who davens for the Yamud on Shemini Atzeres and on Pesach, and who says Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem, who doesn't. So the Gemara says, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda referring to when he says this halacha in his name? This halacha about the guy who davens Musaf on Shemini Atzeres says Mashav Baruch, but not the guy who davens Shachris. Which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Ilim Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisin, if it's Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, Ha'amar B'yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag Hu Maskir. Rabbi Yeshua says that we begin in Shachris of Shemini Atzeres, whereas this Rabbi Yeshua is saying that we only begin in Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, not in Shachris. So it doesn't line up with Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua of a Braisa, the Braisa that we said, Ha'amar Mishas Hanachaso. But Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa says that we already begin to say Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem on the last day that we take Lulav, which is the day before Shemini Atzeres. It's the seventh day of Sukkot. V'su, Hadetani Rabbi Domer Mishum Be'Beseira. Not only that, we have another Kasha on another Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ben Beseira, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag Ha'achron Maskir, that the person who davens for the Yomer on Shemini Atzeres, the Bal Musaf says Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem. Well, hey Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira is that? Elamer Rabbi Ben Beseira must have had a few children. Elamer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, if it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Habasheni b'chag hu maskir. Rabbi Ha'amar b'sheni b'chag hu maskir. Rabbi Ben Beseira said in the Brayse on Daf Beis Amud Beis that you mentioned Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem already on the second day of Yantif. Not like Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Ben Beseira over here to only say it on Shemini Atzeres. So the Gemara answers Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tehei Rabbi Yoshua Ben Beseira. Both prices could be answered in one simple answer. When we quoted Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't know which Rabbi Yeshua it was. And when we quoted Ben Beseira, we didn't know which Ben Beseira it was. Well, guess what? It was all the same person. It was Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Beseira. The unknown Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. The unknown Ben Beseira was Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. It was all one guy. Dekari Le Bishmei. The Zimnin Dekari Le Bishmei Da'aba. Sometimes we called him just by his own name, Rabbi Yeshua, and sometimes we'd call him by his father's name also, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. And when we call him the name of his father, not his own name, is before he got smicha, before he became a rabbi. But they called him Rabbi Yeshua by his own name after he got smicha, so he deserved his own name. So main point number four, the opinions of Rabbi Yehoshua and Ben Beseira, quoted in Braisos, that say we start Mashav Ruach at Musaf on Shemini Atzeres, refers to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira, who was called by his father's name before he got smicha. Good. So once the Gemara discusses talking about Mashav Baruch Mar Geshem, the Gemara brings a brisa about mentioning the praise of Hashem in how he makes the dew fall and how he makes the wind blow. So Tana, the brisa taught, Betal Uberuchos lochivu chacham lahaskir. The chacham never made us mention in Shemona Esrei that Hashem makes the dew fall or the wind blow. They never required us to say Mashav Baruch Mar Tal. Vimbal lahaskir maskir. But if you want to mention it, that's fine. You can talk about the wind and the dew all you want. You're allowed to. My time. Well, why didn't the Chum force us to say it? Because these things always happen. The rain always, there's a rainy season. It only rains sometimes. But the wind always blows and the dew always falls. So there is no specific time the Chum would have ever forced us to say it. So now the Gemara is going to question, is that really true that these things never stop, that it always happens? The Tal Minal and the Lomiatzer, how do I know that dew never stops? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi, Mitoshave Gilad, El Achav Eliyahu Atishbi, who was one of the residents of a place called Gilad, said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amadi Lefanav, I swear by the name of Hashem, Im Yia Hashanam Eile Talamater Kiyim Lefi Devari, that there's not going to be any dew or rain in these years unless I decree that it should be so, unless I say that it's going to rain, it's not going to rain. It was a terrible curse Elio was carrying out against Achav, Uksiv, and after Elio's Nevuah came true, and there was famine, and there was nothing coming from the sky, Pasuk says, that Hashem finally tells Elio, all right, now, gig's up, go back to Achav, and you have to tell him that it's time for it to rain again. Now I'm going to make it rain again. But wait a second. Eliyahu originally said not just that it's not going to rain, there's not going to be any dew or rain. And now 3 years later, we're told that he's being told to tell Achav that it's going to rain again. Vilutal lo kamerle. Hashem never told Eliyahu, now go tell Achav the dew is going to fall again. My time. Well, why didn't he tell him that the dew is going to fall again? Mishum, it must be delo meyatzer, because the dew never stopped falling. So you see that the dew never stops, even when Eliyahu and Avi declared that it should. So wait a second, if it never stopped, then why did Eliyahu mention it, that it's going to stop? Was he lying? Was he wrong? No, this is what he's trying to tell him. He was saying, not only is it not going to rain, the dew is not going to fall in a way that gives bracha. It's going to fall in a way that's not going to give bracha. So the Gemara asks, once we say that Eliyahu made a gzera that there's not going to be tal of bracha anymore, so why didn't Hashem tell Eliyahu 3 years later, okay, go back to Achav and tell him that not only is it going to rain again, but that the tal of bracha is going to come again? Mishum v'lo minkara milsa. Because that would not have been so recognizable that Hashem brought it back. Meaning if dew was falling every single day, it just wasn't doing anything for 3 years, and now the dew is accomplishing something, so that's not so recognizable that anything's really changing. But when it doesn't rain for 3 years, and then all of a sudden it rains, that's very recognizable that the hand of God is involved. So main point number one in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and with this we'll stop, we mention the rain seasonally in our Shemona Esrei, because it only rains in certain seasons. But dew and wind never stop. So we don't have to mention dew and wind in our Shemona Esrei. And you can add in, though dew can fall in a way that it is not lebracha, that it doesn't provide bracha. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up from Ruchos Minalan Delo Me'atzri, about the wind, how we know that the wind never stops on Daf Gimel Amud Beis.